his pleasure. They shall be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God in this last day. The Holy Ghost revealed in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. That is spiritual adultery. And the Bible calls those people harlots. They have the forehead of a harlot or a whore. The prophets cried out. Now, when we're praying, when we're seeking God in prayer, we ought to have our needs met sometime to where we don't need anything. Like that old boy wrote the song that Duggar Trio sings, and now I have everything. Don't you ever get that feeling where you don't have a holler and squall? You got everything. I have Jesus to make me happy. I have Jesus to show me the way. Jesus to do everything. Now I've got everything. Praise the Lord. Don't you ever feel like it? You got the world in a jug and a stop in your hand once in a while. All right, then you can have that love affair with Jesus. You don't need to beg and whine. All right, let's go on a little bit further. In the 3rd chapter of the Song of Solomon, verse 1. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. That's the bride seeking for Jesus, the bridegroom. I sought him. Now here the bride is on the bed, but I found him not. So what's she going to do? I can't find him sitting here, laying here praying. I'm going to get up. I will rise now and go about the city and the streets and the broad ways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Well, what are you going to do? Go back to bed? No! You're going to seek until you find him. That's what prayer really is, praying through. You seek him till you find him. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, hey, did you see him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little while that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. That's the church. I charge you, O you daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that you stir not up nor awake my love till he please. A love affair, a romance between Christ and his espoused bride. See, we're not in the bride yet. We've been espoused to Christ as a chaste virgin. 2 Corinthians 11, 1 through 3 reveals. We've been espoused, but we've got to have that romantic experience with Christ. And it's through prayers where you find him. You seek him. You're not down begging and whining all the time. You pray because you love him. You don't feel him. You lay there and you lift your hands on your bed. He's not there. I'm going to get up, walk around and pray. I'm going to seek him. I'm going to seek till I find him. All right? Now, I want to go a little further now. It was easy this time. It was easy. Now, in the 5th chapter, go a little bit, starting verse 2. Now, here the bride says, I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open unto me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. What a address. Woo! Praise God. My sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. And over in the 7th chapter, he calls her his spouse. Praise the Lord. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. My head is filled with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. I have put off my coat. See, this is a bridegroom speaking to her. How shall I put it on? I wash my feet. How shall I defile them? And then the bride said, my beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself. Now, you don't think Jesus is going to come around just fondle over you and like a fooling with a baby. No, you quit being a baby. Sometime he's going to make himself hard to catch, hard to find. He's looking through the lattice. Says over here about that. I like that about the Lord looking through the lattice at us so that sometimes we're not quite aware of what's going on. That's in Songs of Solomon 2 and 9. My beloved, see, the bride said, my beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He don't always appear instantly to you. Sometimes it seems like he's gone. No, but here's, now listen to this. He standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. He's there looking at you, but you can't see him. Oh, I tell you, the Lord's something else. He wants you to seek Him. All right? Verse 5, back to Songs of Solomon, the 5th chapter, verse 5. Now, she opened the door to her beloved. In verse 6, said, he had withdrawn himself and said, my soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. How many times you called on God and it didn't answer? That's when you got to pray till you pray through, till you get an answer. Praise God. All right, listen to this now. This is a difficult quest this time. It was easy over there in the second chapter. Okay, now, the watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. Listen, it's persecution. When you pray through and really have a real romantic love affair spiritually with Jesus Christ, people are going to think you're nuts. They got their old dead form of religion. All you need is just faith, just claim it, just believe it. Just profess it. You got to possess it. And I tell you, you got to have a love affair with the Lord, and you're going to have it or you're not going to have Him. Now, she got smitten. She got persecuted, the bride did. Verse 8 said, I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him that I'm sick of love. Hey, I'm sick over this thing. I can't find her. But she kept on. And then the daughters, that's the people that hang around the church, said, what is thy beloved more than another beloved? O thou fairest among women. That's the bride, the espoused bride of Christ, is the fairest among the women of God. What is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? See, most church people, they don't have a love affair with Christ. They have it on a take or leave it basis. All right, here the bride says, verse 10, my beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. Now, I ain't going to read it all, but verse 16. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend. Oh, daughters of Jerusalem, don't you see why I'm heartbroken, why I'm sick, that I can't find him? Well, she didn't give up. Chapter 6, whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women, the daughters say? Whither is thy beloved turned aside that we may seek him with thee? She says, he's gone down to the garden. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. And then he speaks back with this wonderful, oh, Lord, you talk about bragging on the bride. This was a eulogy that I loved to read it, memorized it years ago. Verse 8. There are 80 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. Now, this is a praying part of the church. These are those people that pray through. These are the people by whom the church consists and stay together. If you didn't have these people in the church, there wouldn't be any church. Praying people that pray through. My dove, the bride says about Christ, the bridegroom, my dove, my undefiled, or rather, I beg your pardon, I'm still on the bridegroom talking to the bride. My dove, my undefiled, the bride is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bear. The daughter saw her and blessed her. Yea, the queens and the concubines, they praised her. And the bridegroom goes on about the bride. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? That's the people of God that are the praying people that seek the Lord, that are persecuted because they have a real romantic spiritual love affair with Christ. And He means more to them than their very life itself. There's nothing that comes between the Lord and that love affair that they're having and finding joy unspeakable. As the great apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 1:8, he said, it is joy. Oh, wait a minute, let me quote it all. Whom having not seen ye love, whom now though you see him not, yet rejoicing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your salvation, the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul. How about that? Whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We don't see him, but we love him. And that love affair is through our faith through our constant care and watchfulness of our lives to do what the Bible said pleases Him. And when we please Him, we'll seek Him and we'll find Him. And when we seek Him with all our heart, He'll be found of us. Praise God, because it's a love affair that we have with Jesus Christ that makes us sick of love, sick with love. Praise God, that don't mean we're sick enough to quit. That means that kind of love just kind of makes you oozy with it. Praise God. Oh, I just love Him. I just love Him. Like that song we used to sing in camp meeting. He was there all the time. He was.